doing well. People often ask me about feeding their dogs. The right diet is, of course, vital to their health and happiness, and the choices out there are staggering. But there are important things not to do when feeding your dog, and that is the subject of this week's Top 10. Here are my Top 10 list of things not to do when feeding your dog. Number one, dairy products may not be right for your dog. While it's true that milk and cheese are excellent sources of protein and fat, they can cause diarrhea in some breeds and also in adult dogs. So remember, dogs can develop lactose intolerance just like we can. Number two, too much liver for your dog can be harmful. While liver contains all kinds of nutritional components, a daily diet of liver can cause diarrhea or vitamin A and D toxicity. Liver treats are tasty and healthy, but just don't overdo it. For example, Dalmatians cannot have liver in their diets, and when I'm training people in my classes with their puppies, I tell them to use the treats in moderation and switch up your treats. Number three, sorry to buck a current trend, but don't turn your dog into a vegetarian. I hear more and more people putting their dogs of vegetarian or even vegan diets. Your dog evolved as a meat eater and needs to continue to be. For his wolf relatives, small and medium animals form their diet of choice. While grass is included in diet, dogs and wolves evolve with canine teeth to tear flesh and enzymes to break down meats. Even though it is available in stores, an all-vegetarian dog diet will not make dogs healthier. Having said that, it can be the right thing in exceptional circumstances, but please don't make a vegetarian out of your dog unless your vet recommends it. Number four, fat scraps for your dog are not so healthy. While it may help your dog's coat shine, fat can make your dog fat and cause pancreatic disease and diarrhea. Your dog should receive plenty of fat from his dog food, and a little extra virgin olive oil in his food from time to time is not a bad idea, especially in winter when his skin can dry out because we all have the heat on in our house. Number five, this is a big one. Never leave your dog without water. Never restrict your dog's water intake. If urination within the house is a problem, then it's time to confine your dog to a crate or a room that's easy to clean, or look at a behavior modification program. Most problems like this can be fixed fairly easily, but a dog can dehydrate easily and needs plenty of water, and it should be fresh and available all the time. Remember, the exception to this rule is with puppies that you may have to refrain from giving them access to water 24/7 because half the time the water ends up in the floor because their paws paw at the dish and they spurry away in the water like crazy and make a big mess. And you also want to control their peeing and defecation habits. So I would say that's one of the exceptions as far as your dog's water intake is concerned. Number six, don't feed your dogs from plastic dishes. They're cheap and they're rugged, but plastic dishes can cause sensitivity or allergic reaction on your dog's chin. Plastic can also harbor bacteria, and it retains odors that can cause a finicky dog to reject his meal. Try metal or ceramic dishes because they are your best choice. Number seven, don't feed your dog from combined food and water dishes. Unless your dog has the table manners of Emily Post, some of the food is bound to end up in the water, creating a haven for bacteria growth. If you must use a combined dish, wash it and replace the water right after the meals. And number eight, dogs prone to bloating should not be eating from a dish on the floor. Elevate the doggy dish on a table or a stand so that the food is at their shoulder level. Your dog will swallow less air and have a more pleasant dining experience. Breeds that I'm probably thinking of are the Great Danes, the Irish Wolfhounds, your Bloodhounds, all your bigger breed dogs. Number 9, please don't teach your dog to beg. Dogs are taught to beg, either intentionally or otherwise, and feeding table scraps to dogs occasionally will only teach them to want more. And the more often you succumb to your dog's pleas, the more your dog will beg. If you just can't resist giving scraps from time to time, don't do it at the table, and don't even give it to them until after the family has eaten. Just remember, I had a Cocker Spaniel for 14 years, and her and I got along just fine. But when I had my yogurt and banana in the morning, a whole song and dance would ensue, and every time I would ignore her, she would bark and whine and paw at me, even more so that eventually I gave in to 14 years of being trained by her. Number 10, don't exercise your dog right after meals. Wait at least 1 or 2 hours after eating before taking your dog out for his nightly or morning run or walk. It doesn't matter if your dog is big or small, he needs to digest his food before going out. And also remember, never feed your dog after exercising your dog to any great extent.